Prairie Flower family. Thank you so much for your encouragement, for walking with me as I've been over here on this side of the world. I put together this little video just to kind of show you a little bit about what life looks like here. And so I have a random just collection of things to show you. Obviously, there's a lot of variety, just like there is there in Joplin, where there's, Rangeline's going to look a lot different than Prairie Flower Road. So a lot of variety here, but hopefully this will just give you a taste of what it looks like over here on this side of the world. But first, I really do want to thank you guys, though, for your encouragement, for your prayers. It really does make a difference, and it really has helped me so much just to have a team of you guys that's praying for me, that cares for me, and that's really watching out for me. So thank you so much for doing that, and for continuing to do that in the future as well. I just want to make a couple comments here getting started. Let me just, for those of you who are wondering still, like, how did she end up in Zanzibar? let me just give you a heads up. I am not with any of my team currently. All of my team is in Dar es Salaam, but I am in Zanzibar, and that's because of a paperwork issue. So we're just still waiting for a visa for the school that will be that I'll be studying in Dar. But for right now, I'm studying at a different school here in Zanzibar. So don't worry, it's all good paperwork-wise, and I'm legal in the country, but for now I get to be in Zanzibar. And God really opened up doors for me to stay with some of the folks who run the school here. And that's really been a blessing, just to have somewhere to stay and not have to live in an apartment by myself during this time, because I don't know how to do anything or where to go and all those sorts of things. And so they've been a big help in helping me adjust to being here and to living here initially as well, and just giving me an opportunity to focus on studying instead of having to focus on how to survive in this new world. So they've been really gracious, and that's who I'm living with right now. I'm actually filming this part at my house, the place where I'm living now, and you can kind of look out and see what it looks like in our neighborhood. This part of town has quite a few big houses, so it's a pretty nice area, actually. I do want to say just a little bit, sometimes I send pictures to people and they see me all dressed with my head covered and all of that, and they were wondering, why are you doing that? Well, the island here in Zanzibar is very, very heavily Muslim, and so I do it just out of respect for them and for the way that they do things, the way that they look at people, and then there's a lot of practicality issues as well as far as being taken care of here. If you're dressed well, you'll get more help than if you're not dressed well, and of course, if you dress like a harlot, people will treat you like a harlot. So, you know, we try to dress very carefully over here. So I do cover my hair when I'm out. I don't do it at the house so much, which is why I'm not doing it right now. But whenever I am out and about, I do wear my hair covered, and I wear t-shirt type cover is good for the top, as long as your shoulders are covered and such, and long skirts just down to your feet. So not super drastic or different, but I do dress a little bit differently here, and you'll see that in the pictures. I want to just say a little bit about my teacher. She's really a really sweet girl. She's almost 2 years younger than me, but she's really really been very friendly and very helpful to me as I've been trying to learn Swahili, and just really really welcoming into her world. And she has a little boy who's a year and a half old, and she's a Muslim, of course, and it's just been fun to get to spend some time with her in her life, with her people, in her house sometimes, and just doing things with her and getting to know who she knows in the community and all of those things. It's been really good and really special to have that time together. And hope I'll introduce her to you here in this video as well, so you'll get to see her. But she's been a good teacher. I've learned a lot. I've been working with her since day one of Swahili. So we've spent a lot of time together. We've logged almost 500 hours together in language alone, and not to count the time that we spend walking together or going places and so on. So we have some time. We've spent some time together and really have a good relationship going. But it's been cool just to see the Lord working in her heart as well. And just so many things I can't even say right now, but it's just been amazing to watch the Lord build that relationship and see her as trust has been established there and so on. It's just been really cool to see God opening doors to talk about a lot of things and just really to have that opportunity with her to share and to and so on. So it's been really a good experience having her as my language helper. But yeah, you'll get to meet her here in a little bit too. So without further ado, I think we'll go ahead and start and show you some stuff, and hopefully I'll have a chance to wrap up here at the end as well. Walking to school today. Here's one of the neighborhoods that we go through on our way. Let's see what the houses look like. There's a house that's not done yet. I think they're farming around the outside of it while they're while they're waiting to finish it. I'm here at school, just about to start another day, so I just wanted to show you around a little bit. Here is the school yard, and then there's the banda area where they have time for students to speak English and stuff in the evenings, or we'll sit out there for breaks sometimes. And then here we are, we're going to go into the school now. This is the desk where the receptionist sits, which is really nice. And then what else did you want to show them? Here's the couch where we sit on breaks. Here's one of the classrooms. The first classroom. Here's the kitchen. Sometimes we'll cook Swahili food in here, like we'll make tea or we'll make something they call chips my eye, where they have like fries with eggs on it, stuff like that. This is the stove. It's like propane. Oh, here are the dishes down here. And the drying rack. Oh yeah, here's one pot. This is the pot that they use the most often. It's like a, it's a different kind than we would use, but that's what they use the most. Down here is my classroom. Here's the English library for the English students to come and check out books. This is the office of the director of the school. There's the bathroom. It's good to know where that is. There's class 3. And here's class 2. This is the class that we study in, so we'll be back here in a minute. This is the teacher's lounge, where the teachers hang out. Here's going upstairs. Sometimes we study upstairs because there aren't very many classrooms downstairs. So on days where there's a lot of students, we have to do our Swahili class upstairs. It's another classroom. And over here, classroom 5. We like to study up here because it's very bright. Padma doesn't like to go down the stairs because it scares her. I don't think she has a lot of stairs in her life. Here's our class. All right, this is our table where we sit. Padma, would you like to say anything? Unataka kusema kitu kwa rafiki?
Kama kusema ninawapenda rafiki na familia yako. Ninawasalimia wote, nawaambia karibu Zanzibar.
Ah, she says she likes me and my family, mm-hmm. and she says, welcome to Zanzibar.
Na babu, ninakukaribisha hapa.
And, and she wants my grandfather to come live here.
Yeah. Oh, unakuna nazi?
Aha.
Sawa.
Kwa mjuzi?
Ndiyo, nzuri.
Aha, na nini?
Na wali.
Mjuzi na wali.
Sawa.
Na unapika nini pia?
Nyanya. Nyanya chungu.
Oh. Mm. Kwa juu ya wali?
Kwa nazi. Nzuri.
Nzuri.
Ulimaliza kifuu kimoja?
Nafikiri. Una zaidi?
Aha. Uliweka wapi?
Hapa.
Ki zaidi uliweka?
Uliweka hapa na mimi.
Oh. Sikumbuki.
Uliweka wapi?
Nimepotea.
Ah, asante.
Unasema vipi kwa mama yako?
Karibu kula pamoja. Unaweza kuenda kupika na kula.
Ndiye.
Tutafuraha kwa wewe kuenda.
Ndiye. Sawa. Anasimama ni kwa ni simpate sana.
Eh, usisimame fanya nini? Alafu mtizame. Kwa?
Uh-huh. Inama.
Oh, kama hii.
Ehe. Sura nyekundu.
Hey guys, welcome to Pemba. Here you can see where the little Dala Dala is that we ride all over town. He's taking a turn going down to the next street there. Here I just want to point out a couple of things. Right here on the corner you can see a little dukkah where you can buy different things. Here's a watermelon vendor. I don't know if you can really see inside, but he has a whole bunch of watermelons. It's a whole building full of watermelons in there. Then over here we have a tile vendor. It's selling flooring tile probably and cabinets and some other stuff. Over here is a clothing dukkah, where you can buy some clothing. There's a houseware and plastic dukkah, and then going on down to other snacky things and on down into town. Here's another Dala Dala. You can see people put bags and things on the bottom, or on the top, for them to ride that way. There's a lot of things going on in this street. Quite a few things to look at. If you look out far, you can see the jungle and even, I don't know if you can see it right up there, you can see the ocean off in the distance. That's what happens when you live in an island. You can see the ocean from lots of places. Well guys, I wish I had more time and I was a better photographer, but hopefully that gives you a little taste of life here and what it looks like on this part of the world. So thank you so much to Dad for putting this whole thing together and showing it to you guys, and hope you all are doing well. Love you guys, praying for you guys as well. Thanks.